Right, let's talk about the end-to-end selling process. So in my case, I sold my Chrome extensions on Empire Flippers because when I looked at the different options, it just felt like they were like the gold standard for selling software apps at that sort of a price range. They had great reviews and they offered better protection for buyers and sellers and helped manage that end-to-end process, including the migration. So you're never left alone and worrying about how to handle certain situations. They were there on all the calls and they were able to make sure it was a smooth process throughout. So as I mentioned in an earlier lesson, they give a really smooth valuation process. They give an indicative range using the online valuation tool. I'll put a link to that in the resources below. And for me, that final selling price is very close to that initial valuation figure. They give you a range in case you're looking to sell it super quick, or if you're willing to wait around for the perfect buyer at the perfect price, or somewhere in between. So I'll just talk you through now the overall process and what you can expect to happen at each of these different stages. So first up is a vetting and valuation process where Empire Flippers are going to conduct extensive vetting for the proposed business and verify things like the revenue numbers, costs, monetization model, and many other data points. And this really is detailed. They'll be asking for all sorts of stats and figures, and you'll provide them in exports from your website or payment system. And in some cases, you'll be giving them read-only access to your Stripe account, your Google Analytics account, and anywhere else where they're able to jump in to verify what you're claiming is correct. And this detailed and very thorough vetting process gives reassurances for both sellers and buyers that the business is being sold on there are legitimate. And in fact, Empire Flippers will reject the majority of businesses that apply to be listed on the marketplace, either because the inflated numbers, false claims, or something else that means that Empire Flippers wouldn't be comfortable selling that business through their marketplace. So I think they have good integrity, and they're my go-to recommendation for an online business broker. So in terms of the valuation process, you'll get a preliminary valuation online within a few minutes, and then you're going to submit the listing for vetting, providing proof of identification and any requested docs and stats, and you're going to answer all of Empire Flippers' questions. And after a week or two, you'll probably end up getting a final valuation. And if you'd be happy to sell your Chrome extension business at that price, then you agree, and that would be a legally binding agreement to say when it goes live on this marketplace. If somebody offers your asking price, you will commit to sell that business to them. So Empire Flippers listings go live once a week on a Monday, and they email the new listings out to the entire email list of active buyers. If a buyer is interested in your business, then they will unlock that listing. They have to have the amount of liquid funds verified. So if your listing was $500,000, they must have had proof of having that amount of cash available at some point so they can then unlock your listing. And then buyers will schedule a call with you and you'll obviously have those initial calls. Empire Flippers will sit in with you on all of those, and then there'll be additional rounds of calls from interested buyers. And then if someone does want to make an offer, the offer will be submitted. There can be some final negotiations, typically around the terms of the deal rather than the price. So whether there be an earnout or what have you. And then if you accept the offer, a holding deposit is paid to Empire Flippers of 10 to 20%. And that listing is then made inactive on the marketplace. And then once the remainder of the payment has been made, you go ahead and move to the migration phase, which I'll cover more about in the coming lessons. But that's it for the general end-to-end process of selling your Chrome extension business through an online business broker or marketplace. And in the next lesson, I'll run through a blow-by-blow account of my personal experience selling on Empire Flippers. So I'll see you in the next lesson.